What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 109. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about using high-dose heparin for VTE prophylaxis in obese patients, answer the drug information question, do the new FDA quinolone warnings for mild infections change how they should be used in the ICU, and share a resource to help apply the new definitions for sepsis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode109. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. A few announcements before we begin. In the near future, I'll be changing hosting companies for the podcast and website. I plan that everything will go smoothly, but if for some reason you can't access the podcast or website, keep trying. The new hosting company will allow me to do some really cool things for the Pharmacy Nation community. I've had many inquiries about international shipping options for my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies. Apparently, Amazon charges an arm and a leg for shipping overseas. I've placed a link to my CreateSpace store, which has significantly cheaper international shipping options compared to Amazon, in the show notes. Again, that's pharmacyjoe.com/episode109. And shout out to Pharmacy Ashken for leaving an Amazon review on my book. Ashken wrote, "I am an emergency department pharmacist and would recommend this book to all pharmacists as well as other professions. I like how the book is to the point and well organized. This book is a must read for all pharmacy residents as well as newer pharmacists working in an emergency department or ICU type setting." Thanks, Ash. The article I'd like to share for this show is Safety and Efficacy of High-Dose Unfractionated Heparin for Prevention of Venous Thromboembolism in Overweight and Obese Patients. The lead author is Mishna Joy, and it was published in Pharmacotherapy July 2016. The optimal dose of anticoagulant for VTE prevention in obese patients is unknown. Well, it makes sense that a larger patient would need a larger dose for effective VTE prevention. Evidence to support this has not been conclusive enough for the authors of the CHEST guidelines on VTE to make a specific recommendation other than to consult a pharmacist. The authors of this study sought to determine the safety and efficacy of high-dose subcutaneous unfractionated heparin for prevention of venous thromboembolism in overweight and obese patients. The study was a single-center, retrospective, observational cohort study in a large academic tertiary care center. 1,335 patients weighing more than 100 kilograms on admission received either subcutaneous unfractionated heparin 7,500 units every 8 hours, that's the high-dose group, or 5,000 units every 8 hours, that's the low-dose group, for VTE prophylaxis. The incidence of VTE was similar between groups. When the patients were stratified according to obesity class, the incidence of VTE was still similar between the high and low dose groups. Bleeding complications, however, were significantly higher for patients in the high dose group. The proportion of patients with a 2 gram per deciliter or greater hemoglobin drop from admission was higher in the patients in the high dose groups in obese classes 2 and 3, and that was 30% versus 18%. This was statistically significant. Furthermore, the proportion of patients who received at least 2 units of packed red blood cell transfusion were significantly higher in patients in the high-dose group who were in obese class 3, and that's 11% versus 5%. The authors concluded that administering a higher dose of heparin to patients weighing more than 100 kilograms may not impart additional efficacy in reducing the incidence of VTE. However, it may increase the risk for bleeding. I'm honestly surprised that in this patient population, the risk of VTE did not go down with a higher heparin dose. My personal practice for adjusting VTE prophylaxis doses of heparin has been to allow the higher doses if the physician wishes to use them, but to not actively recommend that obese patients receive higher heparin doses. I've justified this approach based on the lack of evidence in this area. While a single center retrospective study is not conclusive, this data makes me want to recommend against using higher doses of heparin in obese patients for VTE prophylaxis. The drug information question for this episode is, do the new FDA quinolone warnings for mild infections change how they should be used in the ICU? My answer is probably not, as long as you're not using them much right now. We've had a lot of discussion on this topic in the Pharmacy Nation Slack group. The Slack group is our free community with hundreds of pharmacists collaborating using real-time messaging. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. The FDA has added a black box warning to all quinolones as follows. We have determined that fluoroquinolones should be reserved for use in patients who have no other treatment options for acute bacterial sinusitis, acute bacterial exacerbation of chronic bronchitis, and uncomplicated urinary tract infections, because the risk of these serious side effects generally outweighs the benefits in these patients. For some serious bacterial infections, the benefits of fluoroquinolones outweighs the risks, and it is appropriate for them to remain available as a therapeutic option. Pharmacy Amici linked to the FDA advisory documents and pointed out that the warnings seem to have been focused on conditions in which quinolones lacked efficacy data. The risk of adverse events appears to be very small for any individual patient. Will these warnings affect your practice of using quinolones in the ICU or hospital in general? Let me know in the comment section in the show notes or by joining pharmacynation.org and sharing your opinion there. And the resource I'd like to share for this episode is from the Society of Critical Care Medicine. They've put together a page of resources to help apply the new sepsis definition. The page lists several resources from podcasts to articles to webcasts for helping to apply these new sepsis definitions. And you can find the link to the page in my show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/109. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.